Have you ever received professional recognition only to feel strangely empty inside? That's exactly what happened to Dr. C.K. Bray at a sales awards dinner, a moment that sparked his journey toward authentic career fulfillment. Unlike conventional career guides promising quick fixes, Best Job Ever offers a practical framework for finding satisfaction without necessarily quitting your current position. This refreshing approach challenges the dominant follow-your-passion narrative by revealing how career fulfillment isn't a destination, but an evolving journey requiring continuous growth. The book has become particularly relevant during today's Great Resignation era, with Forbes calling it required reading for anyone feeling stuck in their professional life. Through real-world examples like Natalie, who found her dream creative director position ultimately unsatisfying, and Marcus, whose corporate attorney role failed to match his idealized vision, Bray demonstrates how our expectations about dream careers are frequently misguided. What if the perfect job isn't something you find, but something you create through deliberate choices right where you are? Our brains are wired for continuous growth. Psychologists call this hedonic adaptation, explaining why achievements satisfy only temporarily before we crave new challenges. Rather than chasing elusive dream jobs, experience those desired feelings in your current position. We pursue dream jobs for specific emotions, making a difference, following passion, and generating income. These feelings can be cultivated in any role through deliberate choices. Sarah transformed her administrative role into project management by taking on new responsibilities, while David left corporate life for consulting. Both found fulfillment through different paths. Instead of asking, "What's my dream job?" ask, "How can I create dream job feelings now?" This might involve volunteering for challenging projects, mentoring colleagues, or innovating within your current role. Workplace happiness often stems from unexpected sources, relationships with colleagues, solving meaningful problems, or learning new skills. By focusing on these elements rather than an idealized future position, you can find greater satisfaction today while maintaining healthy ambition. Notice how nobody calls with work problems on Friday afternoons? As Bray notes, everyone loves their job when it hits 2 p.m. on Friday. Yet the reality is stark. 87% of employees worldwide are disengaged at work. Understanding why helps us make better career decisions and address root causes of dissatisfaction. Bad bosses top the list of reasons employees quit. "I quit my boss, not my job." The Hogan Institute identifies the most toxic boss behaviors: arrogance, manipulation, emotional volatility, micromanaging, passive aggressiveness, and distrust. Great bosses, however, transform mediocre jobs into fulfilling careers, as Bray experienced when his boss Darrow collected donations after his house burned down. Office politics create another major source of dissatisfaction, particularly in territorial conflicts between salespeople. Feeling overworked and undervalued compounds this problem, with high performers often unable to say no. Working with difficult colleagues affects health and self-esteem, as Brett discovered after ignoring warnings about a toxic workplace. Finally, compensation matters significantly. Costco pays 65% more than Walmart, resulting in nearly twice the sales per employee and lower turnover costs. Fear manipulates our careers, telling us we're not smart enough, we'll receive no help, we'll fail, or are permanently stuck. When we step beyond our comfort zone, fear predictably claims we lack the talent to succeed. People typically respond to fear by running away, most common, fighting, potentially damaging careers, or freezing, most dangerous, as it can persist for years. To overcome career fears, Bray recommends identify specific fears in writing, understand their underlying reasons, embrace action despite fear, and face fears directly. A study of high spider fearfuls showed that exposure to fears, even symbolically, reduces their power. Try placing your list of fears somewhere visible and examining them briefly each day. This practice reveals their often irrational nature. The goal isn't eliminating fear, but learning to move forward despite it. Courage is simply fear that has been harnessed.
"I don't know what to do" is a common refrain among those feeling stuck professionally. This helplessness stems from our wiring for continuous development, which becomes frustrating when we can't identify next steps. While we easily recognize what we dislike about our jobs, understanding what we truly want requires deeper reflection. The core problem is often not knowing what options exist. Countless jobs exist that you've never heard of, with new positions emerging daily. Spend 2 to 3 hours weekly researching jobs to expand your awareness. Start by examining similar positions across organizations, then explore related titles in different market segments to discover how your transferable skills might apply elsewhere. Finding the right job match requires clarity about your preferences and strengths. Take the Strengths Test 2.0 by Tom Rath and follow the breadcrumbs by connecting with professionals in interesting fields. Career paths rarely follow straight lines. Each position teaches valuable skills that lead to the next opportunity. The key is making a choice and taking that first step, even when the entire path isn't visible.
What does being rich truly mean? Society defines richness through mansions and luxury goods, but Bray challenges us to look beyond material possessions. Understanding what truly matters helps align feelings, money, and time. True wealth isn't about accumulating money, but finding your personal enough point. Matt defined rich as $80,000 with a flexible schedule rather than expensive possessions. Sometimes cutting back increases richness, as Bray discovered when his family quit a time-consuming diving program. The lasting rich feeling comes from fulfilling your values. Bray and his wife felt equally rich in their modest first home as in their current, more expensive one. Key takeaways: know your values to make better choices, recognize rich as a feeling rather than possessions, determine how much money you need, not want, and guard your time as your most precious resource. Most clients initially tell Bray they want to leave their organization, but after reflection, 85% decide to stay, realizing their desires aren't far from what they already have. While people know personal preferences like ideal weight or vacation spots, critical career planning often gets neglected. To plan your future, first assess your current situation honestly. People easily identify what they don't want, micromanaging bosses, excessive hours, but struggle to articulate what they do want. Your stagnant career is like tangled earphones. The longer it sits untouched, the deeper your investment in your current rut. Begin with ambitious thinking. If failure wasn't possible, what would you attempt? Detail your dream job's location, colleagues, structure, compensation, and satisfaction sources. Then identify the ideal position within your current organization and determine what education and experience you'll need, typically setting a 2 to 3 year time frame. Understanding your why provides motivation through challenges. The Wright brothers succeeded with fewer resources than competitors because they were driven by passion rather than fame. Start measuring your life by results, not intentions. Small actions compound over time. Begin now, because nothing changes until you act.